My 98-year-old great-aunt Lillian used Washington's Death with Dignity Law last month. After a long and active life, she suffered from congestive heart failure and other complications that caused severe pain and discomfort. Her son Lyle is in Seattle.
She was physically very uncomfortable. She was in pain from just like trying to get up to go to the bathroom. There was like sharp knifing pains.
Lyle says Lillian felt she was in too much pain to go on. She got two doctors to testify to the fact that she had 6 months or less to live and that she was choosing to die of her own free will. That's required under Washington and Oregon's death with dignity laws. But Seconal, the drug that's usually prescribed for aid in dying, costs up to $3,500 for a lethal dose. Lillian was shocked.
Yeah, at first she was pretty outraged by that price tag.
Lyle says his mom's insurance didn't cover the medication. She decided to pay the full price. Lillian died on Friday, March 25th, surrounded by family. Volunteers from End of Life Washington were there to administer the drug. Lyle says it took a few minutes for Lillian to fall asleep. She passed quietly about 45 minutes later.
It wasn't easy for me to, in some ways, just sort of be helping my mom die. But at the same time, it was clearly what she wanted. She was clearly miserable. There wasn't really anything that could be done beyond some kind of major procedure that she didn't want.
Washington's death with dignity law was modeled after Oregon, the first state in the nation to legalize aid in dying. George Amy is president of the National Death with Dignity Center in Portland. Amy helped get Oregon's law passed in 1998.
I am very passionate about this. I believe that people do have the right, that there are many, many people who are facing imminent death who want this as an option.
Amy says he was disappointed when he found out the drug company Valiant had boosted the price of Seconal. He says it's been around for decades and the drug is no longer under patent or in development.
When people are facing death, the one thing they shouldn't have to worry about if they're considering this as an option is the exorbitant price they would have to pay.
Valiant is currently under Senate investigation for price gouging. Amy says there are alternative medications available. One is a mixture developed by Washington doctors that costs about $500. He says it's more unpleasant to swallow than Seconal. California's aid in dying law will take effect in June, so more people will be seeking legal end of life. In Oregon, about a third of people who get a prescription for doctor-assisted suicide don't actually use it. Still, Amy says, having the option has a palliative effect for people suffering from terminal illness.
It gives them comfort knowing that if worse comes to worse, this is available to them.
My cousin Lyle says he's glad his 98-year-old mom had the choice.
She was able to take control of her death and that she was able to say goodbye to us and we were say goodbye to her. And it felt right. It felt like, you know, really our only option at that point. And I was glad that she had it.
I'm Rachel McDonald reporting.